Zoya's apartment, flight, and the Crimson Island. Bulgakov had drawn down the wrath of the leftist critics, who felt that everything he wrote was essentially anti-Soviet. This was a period of extreme polarization, and Bulgakov's career was destroyed by 1929. He would have one more original play, Molière, staged in his lifetime. It was quickly withdrawn from production due to the critics. But all publication of his prose ceased after 1927. In 1930, in a time of despair when he burned his works in manuscript, he wrote his famous letter to the Soviet government defending his right to be a satirist and asking that his country let him emigrate if it could not use his abilities. To everyone's astonishment, Stalin, who had seen the days of the turbans many times, answered this letter with a phone call. And soon afterward, Bulgakov had employment with a small theatre. The Moscow Art Theatre then found work for him, but most of the projects he worked on came to nothing. And the last 8 years of his life were full of stress and disappointment. He broke with Stanislavski and the Art Theatre after the Molière debacle and returned to theatrical novel, begun earlier, then resumed, as a way of venting his spleen. He went to work for the Bolshoi Theatre as a librettist, which also proved frustrating, as project after project remained unproduced. From 1928 on, Bulgakov had worked only sporadically on his major work, The Master and Margarita. In 1937, he dropped theatrical novel, which would remain unfinished, and concentrated on the novel about the devil in Moscow. In 1938, under pressure from the Art Theatre, he wrote a play about the young Stalin, Batum, which was not only a compromise on his part, but adversely affected his failing health when it was rejected. When he died of nephrosclerosis, which had killed his father at the same age, in 1940, he had finished the writing of The Master and Margarita, although not the final editing, which he worked on up to months before his death. This novel, which is now considered one of the best Russian novels of the 20th century, was not published until 1966 to 1967, and then in censored form in a Moscow journal, 26 years after Bulgakov's death. Heart of a Dog, however, was not published until 1987, the height of Glasnost, more than 60 years after it was written. A true indication of just how threatening satire could be to a totalitarian regime. Bulgakov is now one of his country's most popular writers. And that was a biographical note about author Mikhail Bulgakov. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes, in a new translation by Edith Grossman, also narrated by George Guidel. Don Quixote is the classic story. Called the first modern novel, this marvelous book has stood the test of time to become irrevocably intertwined with the fabric of society. 16th-century Spanish gentleman Don Quixote, fed by his own delusional fantasies, takes to the road in search of chivalrous adventures. But his quest leads to more trouble than triumph. At once humorous, romantic, and sad, Don Quixote is a literary landmark, and Edith Grossman's fresh new translation has been hailed as a major literary achievement. We also recommend One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich by Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, narrated by Frank Muller. It is hard to overstate the influence this book had on the waning years of Soviet-era Russia. One day in the life of Ivan Denisovich portrays a single day in the life of a Russian soldier who escapes captivity by the Germans in 1945. As was the plight of millions of others, this soldier is charged upon his return with some sort of political crime. And since it was easier to confess than deny it and die, Ivan Denisovich confesses to high treason and is sentenced to 10 years in a Siberian labor camp. Publication of this book in 1962 split the communist hierarchy. But it was Premier Khrushchev himself who personally allowed for its publication. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the recorded book's catalogue, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So to order another recorded book, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call the toll-free number found on the back of this book. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse our catalogue, place orders, hear about our latest releases, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.